from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, April 8th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Millions of people gathered to watch the total solar eclipse, and the Buckeye State was one of the best places to witness it. The eclipse's path of totality was a diagonal swath from southwest to northeast Ohio. An elderly woman in an East Cleveland suburb has been scammed out of several thousand dollars. ONN's Jay Fox has more.
The Chagrin Solon Sun reports that a 72-year-old woman in Solon, just east of Cleveland, has been scammed out of $70,000. She thought she was receiving a text fraud alert from her bank. She then received a phone call supposedly following up on the text alert. The caller knew enough of her information that she gave them her username and password. As a result, $70,000 was electronically transferred to the unknown suspect's account. The investigation is ongoing.
North of Columbus, dozens of dogs are now safe after Delaware County officials removed them from a property in Sunbury yesterday. Photos and videos of the dogs chained up outside were seen by thousands of people on social media over the weekend. Delaware County Dog Warden Mitchell Garrett.
Yesterday, we were able to make contact with the property. The owner was not on the scene. So at that time, no citations have been issued because I couldn't issue them to nobody standing there. I'm meeting with prosecutors later today.
The warden went on to say there was no evidence of dog fighting on the property. Officials are investigating after a small plane crashed at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport Saturday night. More from ONN's Kaitor Kay.
Officials say the crash happened when a single-engine plane with two pilots on board attempted to land on the runway. The small aircraft traveling from Virginia Beach nosedived and then crashed. One of the pilots was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. The other wasn't injured. The crash briefly disrupted air traffic, forcing at least five planes to divert paths and seven planes to stay grounded.
St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland is confirming sexual abuse allegations against one of its former priests. Here's ONN's Russ Mitchell.
According to the school, a former student came forward last year alleging sexual abuse by Father Frank Canfield during the 2011-2012 school year. Canfield died last year. 3 News obtained a letter St. Ignatius sent to alumni, which reads in part, quote, "The safety and well-being of our students are among our highest priorities and most sacred obligations. We are deeply saddened to learn of sexual abuse that occurred at St. Ignatius High School." It goes on to say, "We are continually working to examine and further bolster the many safeguards we have in place to prevent sexual abuse at St. Ignatius High School."
Floodwaters in southeast Ohio are receding. ONN's Brett Wharf has the story.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office reported 50 areas that experienced high water over the weekend. Reports indicate one fatality. The Red Cross of the Ohio River Valley has also stepped in for home assessments. Most businesses along the Ohio and Muskingum Rivers are fairly familiar with high water and know exactly what to do to minimize the impact. Cleanup efforts are in motion all around the area. Chances of rain this week could mean smaller creeks and streams will be back on the rise. The National Weather Service says localized instances of flooding could happen again by Thursday.
An Ohio law could prevent President Joe Biden from appearing on the ballot this November. ONN's Kiara Lake reports.
Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose sent a letter to Democratic officials saying the Democratic National Convention is scheduled for August 19th. That's more than a week after the state's August 7th deadline to certify a presidential candidate to office. If the DNC doesn't move up its nominating convention, the state legislature has until May 9th to create an exemption to the requirement outlined in Ohio code.
An advocacy group is hoping to change the minimum wage in Ohio. ONN's Clay Gordon has details.
The Ohio Capital Journal reports that Ohioans could have a chance to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. Raise the Wage Ohio is collecting signatures to put a proposed constitutional amendment on this year's ballot that would raise the minimum wage to $12.75 an hour starting January 1st, 2025. Then it would go up to $15 an hour starting on January 1st, 2026. It would also get rid of Ohio's tipped wage. Ohio's current minimum wage is $10.45 an hour for non-tipped employees and $5.25 for tipped employees. They need to collect more than 413,000 signatures by July.
And the Cleveland Guardians play their home opener this evening. Austin Koutrolis, Assistant Public Relations Director for the Guards, highlights some of the changes at Progressive Field.
It's really the upper concourse that they're going to notice, and that was phase one of our renovations. We have renovations that go through next year. The shipping containers are gone in right field, and then in left field above where the Terrace Club was, which is under construction all season, so that's going to look different. But we have a great open patio space up there called the Terrace Garden. Grab-and-go beer station. You can see the entire city. It's really cool, and it's a great social gathering space, and it's another great standing room only space here at Progressive Field.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.